New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd on Biden ouster, a coup is still a coup. By Paul Bois on August 18, 2024. Maureen Dowd, columnist for the New York Times, penned a tongue-in-cheek op-ed knocking the Democrats for all their talk about democracy after their coup against President Joe Biden. Published on Saturday, the column from Maureen Dowd highlights how high-level Democrat leaders, from Barack Obama to Nancy Pelosi, worked behind the scenes to push Biden into dropping out, which may generate some bad blood going into the Democratic National Convention, DNC, next week. Watch, Trump, Kamala stab Joe in the back, she got no votes. It wasn't exactly Julius Caesar in Rehoboth Beach. But it was a tectonic shift and, of course, there were going to be serious reverberations. Even though it was the right thing to do, because Joe Biden was not going to be able to campaign, much less serve as president for another 4 years, in a fully vital way, it was a jaw-dropping push, she wrote. Dowd noted that Democrats began to panic after Biden's polls cratered, fearing that former President Donald Trump would win in a landslide against him. Though Biden resisted calls to drop out, he eventually conceded after Barack Obama, Hakeem Jeffries, and Nancy Pelosi worked behind the scenes to push donors into freezing their money. When he finally caved, those same Democrats tried to save face by praising Biden's record and hailing his decision as an act of bravery, with Nancy Pelosi even saying he should get a place on Mount Rushmore. Dowd said that none of this will ease the tensions that have now erupted. There was no kumbaya. Biden didn't care about the three generations of love Pelosi told Jen Psaki that her family had for him. The president already resented Obama for shoving him aside for Hillary, and he resented Hillary for squandering that opportunity and losing to Trump. Even though Obama tried to do everything quietly to protect his saintly status, Joe was furious that Obama was sidelining him twice. Ron Klain, Biden's longtime advisor, later told Anderson Cooper that the president believes he won the nomination fair and square. Watch, Pelosi, President Biden should be added to Mount Rushmore. I think it was unfortunate because I think that the president had won the nomination fair and square, Klain said. 14 million people had voted for him and the vice president as vice president. I do think, you know, the president was pushed by public calls from elected officials for him to drop out, from donors calling for him to drop out. And I think that was wrong, he added. Dowd ended her column on a cheeky note, satirically highlighting the irony behind a party that has been fear-mongering about the loss of democracy since 2020. Those who pushed out Biden should be proud. They saved him and their party from a likely crushing defeat, letting Trump snake back in and soil democracy, she concluded. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.